The Delhi Fire Service, DFS, responded to over 300 calls reporting fire-related incidents during Diwali celebrations, according to officials. Although no life-threatening cases were reported, in conversation with ANI, Delhi Fire Services Director Atul Garg stated that nearly 158 fire-related incidents were reported between midnight and 6 a.m. There were no major cases, but we did receive many calls. From 5 p.m. yesterday until midnight, around 192 calls were recorded, and between midnight and 6 a.m., about 158 more incidents were reported. Altogether, in just 12 hours from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., we surpassed 300 calls, said Atul Garg. He further explained that there were no major fire incidents this Diwali, due in part to the increased fire force. There were minor fires, including an incident in Vikaspuri where two people became unconscious, and another in Mangolpuri, where a woman and two children sustained injuries. We had a significant number of calls, but thanks to the enhanced fire force, we managed to keep the situation under control, and no life-threatening incidents were reported, the DFS director added, commenting on a fire incident on a Delhi Transport Corporation, DTC, bus. The DFS director explained that a call had been received from the Najafgarh area around 6:30 p.m. Authorities were informed that a man was transporting potash, a substance primarily used in firecracker manufacturing and known for its high flammability, on a DTC bus, resulting in a blast. A call from Najafgarh reported that a man carrying potash on a DTC bus had caused an explosion. Potash is a common firecracker component and is highly inflammable. Two people were injured, and we dispatched two fire tenders to the scene, he said. Earlier, Delhi police reported that a passenger and a co-passenger sustained minor burns on Thursday evening when firecrackers ignited on a DTC bus. An investigation revealed that a passenger was carrying a small amount of firecrackers, which accidentally caught fire. The Deputy Commissioner of Police, DCP, Dwarka reported receiving a PCR call regarding the incident from Chawla police station. The fire appears to have started from firecrackers being transported on board. Initial investigations suggest a passenger was carrying a small quantity of firecrackers, which ignited, causing burns to him and the co-passenger seated nearby. Both were taken to IGI hospital, and the investigation continues, Delhi police stated. Meanwhile, air quality in Delhi deteriorated significantly on Monday morning, as residents defied the firecracker ban during Diwali night. The air quality index, AQI, in many parts of Delhi exceeded 350, posing serious health risks. At 7 a.m., Anand Vihar recorded an AQI of 395, Aya Nagar at 352, Jahagirpuri at 390, and Dwarka at 376 and N-, all indicating very poor air quality levels with potential health hazards. Delhi was not alone, as other major cities across India, including Chennai and Mumbai, also recorded poor air quality and visible smog, affecting large urban areas, with inputs from ANI and